CNBC recently released a report in which a study found that more than 50% of Americans feel like they need a household income of six figures just to get by. In today's episode, we're going to explore why that is. Obviously, there's going to be economics involved. There's going to be politics involved. There's probably going to even be a little bit of culture and philosophy involved. So let's get into why do more than 50% of Americans feel like they need six figures or more just to get by.
Yo, this is Hanging with Apes, an Audio Apes podcast. Real talk, real topics, no limits. Audio Apes, music with no boundaries.
What's up, everybody? This is K Cartoon.
This is RX Phonics.
We are the Audio Apes, and you are officially Hanging with Apes, a weekly Tuesday podcast where we discuss trending topics, current news, and relevant subjects with a philosophical and comedic flair and our take on it. Two guys from the south side of Chicago. There is explicit language at times, so be advised. Going over to our website, that's hangingwithapes.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. And if you want to listen to some really good rap and hip hop, go to any major music streaming platform, type in Audio Apes, and our catalog pops up.
It truly is the best.
It truly is the best. Like always, if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, give us a five-star review. It helps us out a lot. If you want to help us stay independent, go to our website. You can donate an amount of your choosing or buy some merch. And if you know somebody that would be interested in the things that we talk about here on the show, please share it with them. We're on all podcast platforms. So I find this topic very interesting because, as James Carville once said, famous Democrat strategist, I believe it was for Bill Clinton. He was more than a strategist. I think he was Clinton's campaign manager, if I'm not mistaken. He has a famous quote of saying, when it comes to elections, what is the biggest determining factor? And his answer is the economy, stupid. So for many Americans, they seem increasingly feeling the crunch of the American economy. I was just watching a video recently from the PPD podcast where they were talking about how most American households need $1,100 more a month than they did 3 years ago. For the average family, that's a significant amount of money. In fact, you would even argue, how are they coming up with that money? And then you look at the record high credit card debt, and then you start to see, oh, people are living off of debt, people are spending money with their spending on their credit cards, so on and so forth. So now we find ourselves in the year of our Lord 2024. It's an election year, and more than 50% of Americans feel like they need, households feel like they need six figures or more to make ends meet in an election year. So I guess I'll start off the discussion by saying, how much does Washington's decisions, politics, the presidency, the administration play into that sentiment? And how much is personal decision-making playing into that sentiment?
I think it starts with the individual. I think that you have to have an understanding of what it is that you need. And I think that we as Americans, sometimes we look at the little things and realize we don't need them. We want them. And so in trying to survive, like, you have to understand, like, how the economy works. Now, a lot of the elected officials, they're kind of a product of, like, the citizen, right? So, like, we look at like some of these elected officials, and it's like, how does Chicago always deal with all this bullshit, and like the mayors get worse and worse?
Yes.
And then they complain about how bad it is. You can't have the two. That means that not only is it the fact that individually you're not doing any self-reflection on the community and yourself, but then you allow these people in power. And so, yeah, of course, the politicians do cause damage, because I look at what they've been doing with with the spending. Well, at least here in Chicago, and I know that in many other big cities, like these big budgets for illegals.
Yeah.
Illegal immigrants, and everything else is burning.
No doubt.
You know, crime is rampant. Infrastructure's terrible. Inflation is sky high. Taxes up the wazoo. So yeah, the politicians do affect that, yes. But ultimately, it's the community and the people not like doing any self-reflection. Like, how do Democrats stay in power this long? And shit is this expensive this long. And then I hear, because we're out here, we're like the type of people that we're in the streets. We're ground
boots
floor.
On the ground, yeah. Ground floor people.
And so I see it all the time. Oh, rent is, it's like, you can't even live. You can't even live. That's all you hear from people. Yeah, like I can't even, the groceries are too expensive and like the rent, like there's no cheap rent anymore. Well, no, stupid. Of course not. We're electing people that inflate the problem.
Yeah.
that worsen the problem. So it's a little bit of both, but ultimately I think as an individual, you have to look at yourself and the things that you value. We look at culturally, we care about the trends.
Yeah.
We're just in pre-production, you were telling me you were watching a show where like they buy houses and you had a budget.
Yeah.
It's like couples and it's like, the woman was worried about chandeliers
in a closet,
and while the husband was like, well, let's look at the practical stuff. And I was like laughing at it, but you were telling me some outrageous shit. Like,
yeah, so basically a quick little backdrop of that story, which it actually factors in perfectly to the segment that we're covering. Oh. Spending, Americans, money, everything like that. So in this particular video, in this particular show, which it happened to be on, it wasn't something that I actively like sought to watch it, but it was on. This couple, they're house hunting. Is one of those shows, you know, people house hunting and whatever the case. And the guy, the husband, his value, his budget for the house was $500,000. The woman's budget for the house was $650,000. So right there, that's a huge disconnect between the two.
Yeah.
That's, like I was saying in pre-production, that's in times less inflated than the ones we currently are in, that's almost a whole house in itself difference.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's the issue of what they're willing to spend. And the guy's wish list of, you know, basically the things that he would want the house to include, the most impractical thing that it was on his list was a pool, which I guess to a certain degree it's impractical, especially depending on where you live, like what part of the nation you live. But people have them and they make it work, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Her wish list was completely impractical. One of the things that was on her wish list was a chandelier in the closet. Not a chandelier like over the dining room, which is feasible. It's like, okay, a nice little chandelier. Yeah. Or, you know, or maybe like in when you first walk in, like the walkway.
Yeah.
In the closet is where she wants a chandelier.
Because everyone can see that.
Right. And one of her complaints when they found a house, a beautiful house, mind you, beautiful house. I think it had a 3-car garage, huge backyard, big house, basement, first floor, big second floor. And I think if I'm not mistaken, the house, I know for a fact it was under his budget.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like $425,000.
Yeah.
So somewhere in the ballpark of $75,000 less than what his budget was.
Yeah.
Which if you're a practical person, you're like, oh, okay, that's $75,000 towards our retirement.
Yeah.
Towards like something for the future, something bigger, something better.
Yeah.
That's how one should look at that. She obviously didn't. And despite this house being fantastic, when she went to the closet, which she says she loved, by the way, but then she went on to say, I don't like that the ceiling is so low. A chandelier won't work in here. My point is that that's completely impractical. Where are you getting this notion that you want a chandelier? And at what point are, which it's funny because we were talking about limitations in pre-production, not a subject we're going to cover on this particular episode. It was a subject that we were considering covering on this episode, but I think we'll cover it in a philosophical way down the road. But we were talking about a video from Dr. Orion Teraband about limitations. At what point does one look and be like, wow, I have a responsible husband who wants to go way under budget. What a beautiful house. Mind you, and another very important caveat to this whole thing, they didn't have kids. So the house is humongous.
Yeah.
The house is humongous, and they already don't have kids. They're $75,000 under his budget. So you'd be like, okay, we don't have kids. We have this big, beautiful house. I have a husband that's so responsible, like I'm basically getting everything that I want except a fucking impractical ass chandelier. And yet, no, this is not the house we're going with. And I'm pretty sure she would threaten the man with a divorce if he put his foot down and be like, well, no, this is the house we're getting.
No.
And she actually, I want to say in the thing, in like the little profile video that they put out where like they talk about their lives or whatever, I think she made as much or more than him. So now she's going to throw that weight around like, oh, well, this, and that and whatnot. Yeah. My point is there's no self-imposed limitation there. So now going back to the question that I originally asked you about where Americans are at and what they're feeling, what is more at fault, the government or their habits? And it's hard to really tell if I ask myself the question. Because on one hand, I do agree with you. I do agree that, yes, people and their personal spending and how they budget themselves is not right. But then I look at how people that have worked their whole lives, like retired people that are on a fixed income, and like they're struggling to make it, or they're making it, but they have very little left over from a month to month. And then you start to ask yourself, well, they worked their whole lives. They shouldn't be dealing with that.
No, not at all.
You know, so now you think, okay, well, what is the government doing? So, because it's one thing to be guys like us, like guys, you know, relatively young, healthy, good head on their shoulders, making the right moves and everything. It's just like, okay, Well, the government, yeah, we know you're going to try to give us the dick of love. But what about the people that are older that don't have the same opportunities, that don't have the same strength, that have worked their whole lives and things are getting harder for them?
They paid their dues.
Exactly. So naturally, you find yourself in a place in this country where you wonder how is this fixed and what happens. But then it becomes very it's very unclear, because then what ends up happening is you see, like in that CNBC report, you have all these young people doom spending is what they call it.
Yeah.
And what is doom spending for people that don't know? I didn't even really know what that was prior to watching that report. But doom spending is basically like, oh, well, it's all going to hell. This is the end of days. And like, I'm going to just live it up because I don't know like what tomorrow holds. Basically YOLO.
Yeah.
But what if there is a tomorrow?
Yeah.
What if there is a tomorrow?
Well, and the thing is, you're not doom spending is not helping. It's worsening things, because the thing is, you're not allowing for like a recession to happen. Like if we're just spending we're not going broke, the reason why recessions, it's like the economy fixing itself, recorrecting itself. Yeah. Like, okay, listen, there's something wrong here because stores aren't selling, sales quotas aren't being met. cars aren't being bought, people aren't traveling. What is going on? Okay, recession. Shit starts to correct itself. What I feel like since before the Rona till now, yeah, all these quote unquote recessions that have happened, it's not fixing anything. It's not, oh, let's just print more money. Let's print more money. So now I see what you're saying. It's like the governments are not allowing for the natural course of things to happen. They're always going to do something to change everything.
That, and then also you just signed a $95 billion package to Ukraine and Israel. So then it's just like, well, where's this money coming from? You're printing all this money. So you're exacerbating the problem by one, not allowing a correction to take place. By two, sending all this money that we already don't have. By three, stifling production in the nation because this current administration is, you know, so much about regulation and not wanting to drill. So yeah, it's like on one hand, the government is not doing anything that it can do to make the situation better. And then on the other hand, people are making their own situation worse by how they're operating.
Yeah. And this reminds me one time I was with the guys. I was with Ern and his cousins, right? I forgot what we were going to watch a fight. So, let's go to the liquor store, right? We go. They're buying whatever they're going to get. They're all into like the craft beers and all that shit. I'm like, whatever, let me go with them. This guy's in front of the store and he's like, "Hey, I need money to eat. Like, do you have anything?" Me, like, just how I am, I'm the type of person like, you got to figure it out. As a man, you have to figure it out. Whatever, you know, it is what it is. I'm not gonna talk shit about him, but at the same time, I'm not really gonna fall into the whole like, oh, let me just give you charity.
Yeah.
But like, you haven't done anything to deserve this. You need to pick yourself up. But anyway, one of his cousins gives him money. So they're at the checkout lane, and dude got the money and started buying lottery tickets in front.
That's great.
So then when he was in front, I was like, "Hey, bro!" Like, it wasn't even my money, but I had to check him because like I was just like, "What? That's just, at least wait for them to leave." Like, what the fuck is this?
So wild.
So I'm like, "Hey, bro! Like, I thought you needed money to eat. Like, why are you buying lottery tickets with the money? You literally spent everything he gave you." And he's like, "Oh, I was like, yeah, like, bro, you could get your ass whooped by just behaving like by maneuvering the way that you just did right now." And then he got all mad, and then I was like, "All right, bro, just, well, then let's do this. Let's go ahead and punch me. I'm gonna let you punch me," or whatever. He ends up leaving. He gets all mad and leaves. To me, that's like what the normal person, like I'm, me being like the citizen looking at this, being like, "Oh, well, this is not cool. This should not happen." This is almost exactly what's happening with like the funding of all the illegals.
Yeah.
And like when people say, "Oh no, but they need it more than we do." Nah, bro, like you gotta start getting mad.
Yeah.
Because they're taking your money, raising your taxes, everything is inflated, raising your fucking gas, and for what? So and like people, they're not behaving like I did. They're not be like, "Hey, wait, hold on."
Yeah,
some shit's about to pop the fuck off right now.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like in that's like a microcosm of the bigger situation, and you were mad at that. It's like, how come people aren't getting mad at the fact that the police suck, your kids are in shitty schools, the roads suck,
people are getting pulled,
and they're taking more money from that stuff to give it to other people. To other nations, absolutely, 100%. All while your groceries are going up, your gas is going up, your utilities are going up, 100%.
Yeah, like no one's gonna rob me. Like what's gonna happen is you fool me once, whatever, right? Shame on me. Let me not fuck this up like Bush did. Fool me twice.
You can't get fooled again.
But it's like, no, I'm taking off on somebody. Somebody is going to feel my wrath now. And so as American citizens, politicians and governments need to start paying for their actions, but people don't do anything.
Yeah, but it's because in the intermittent between these moments, the intermittent, people are worried about the Bears and like what's going on, and like, oh, my friend, her husband and her are having problems. Some inconsequential shit.
The Roman circus.
Yeah.
The Roman fucking circus.
The inconsequential stuff. And in the intermittent, it's like, oh. And then, oh, $95 billion. Oh, that's not cool. That's not cool. Oh, the Bears traded Justin Fields.
Yeah. Hey, honey, did you see, like they just signed another bill for the, oh, but the fucking chandelier, look.
Yeah.
TikTok. And then you start having an argument about the fucking chandelier in the closet.
Yeah.
While all the money goes everywhere else, minus to the people. Yeah. Like, it's funny, like, how they displaced whole leagues that had kids in low-income areas playing football.
Yeah.
To again, this is not me saying, fuck illegal immigrants. This is me saying, we can't afford to help you motherfuckers. So like, how, if I can't help myself, if we can't help ourselves, how can we help anybody?
Yeah.
Like, that's a stupid notion.
Right now, the national debt is per taxpayer over $250,000 per taxpayer. Per individual, it's like $101,000 per individual. But obviously, like, little kids don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
Per taxpayer, it's over $250,000 per taxpayer. And they're just adding to it. They signed that package the other day, $95 billion. And these motherfuckers are waving the Ukraine flag in Congress, like, if this is some sort of accomplishment. First off, why do you have the Ukraine flag there to begin with? Yeah. Number one. Number two, like, what American citizen does this help? And I'm not even advocating sign a $95 billion package to, like, give to Americans, like, cut a big check. No, because we all saw how bad that went.
Yeah.
Like, where I'm not saying that. But what I am advocating for is, if you're going to be printing money, then, I don't know, maybe print a little bit to fix the border.
Yes.
Maybe, like, if you're going to do that, or cut all the way the fuck back, allocate resources, the current resources that are in circulation, to the areas of need. All the rest of these motherfuckers need to figure it out.
Yeah.
And let's get back to how things need to get. But that ain't gonna win no elections.
We're so far gone that, like, now if you were to tell me, well, should we bail out the people with the college degrees over the illegals, you'd actually be like, well, at least pay the fucking citizens that fucked up already. And even then, that's not even good.
Yeah, but that's it's funny that you said that, because you know what that theory is. Have you ever heard the theory of the Overton window?
Yes.
So that's exactly the Overton window. Like, you do stuff that is, like, it comes off as so extreme that things that you wouldn't have been okay with before now seem less extreme.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, so now how you just said, well, other than, like, rather than funding the illegals, it would be better at least to, like, pay for people's student loan debt. But fuck that too.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't seem as extreme, though.
Nope. Yeah. And that's where, like, we're so far gone that, like, those things look like a normal situation. At least you're like, well, at least citizens are good. Actually, I saw, like, a meme which also kind of explains my sentiments on immigration. It's like, it's one picture says immigrant, and it has, like, a guy, like, in the fucking 30s. It's a black and white, and, like, dude has a construction hat. Like, you could just tell that this guy came from whatever country, came here to work hard. And then it said illegal, and it had, like, those I don't know what they were, Venezuelans or that were, had the middle fingers up in New York. And it's like, we immigration has been great for America, because in our history we've become better because of it. Because we, like, as they came and they integrated to American values.
It was assimilation.
Yeah, it was assimilation. And like, they were proud to be American.
Yes.
They were proud to provide. They were proud to be a useful citizen. Like, they, that was a pride.
They, those people, what was the, would the word be for when like you, you forego in the past? Would it be for, they foregone? They forewent?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know, but they, those people basically relinquished the flag of their nation and they basically made the allegiance to the American flag.
Yeah.
And like, you talk to a lot of those people and like, they love the place they came from. They still retain their culture and everything like that. But if you had to make them choose, the American flag would be the one that they like stand by.
Yeah. I have like Mexicans back when I was a kid, they came, they were working so hard. Like now Mexicans look like dumb fucks. Not in, not like that I'm talking shit about Mexicans, but it's like you guys did all this to work for your shit. And now here come a bunch of people from South America and they get everything for free.
Yeah.
And then what about now the dreamers?
Yeah.
Because now, now,
oh,
now
they you're stay like, getting shafted.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
they
stay getting shafted because like you were promised all this shit and then these motherfuckers came, got all the funds. You didn't get shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so bad. So that has to get fixed. And that helps a lot because like such an influx of people, that, that doesn't help. That inflates the real estate market too. Like, it's just a trickle down effect of like inflation could be, could be stopped overnight. Drill, baby, drill. Work on your border. Fund things and incentivize people to invest. Like all these things can be done. And like you're going to see people like just flock to like try and change their behaviors.
Yeah, there's a lot you could do with inflation. And you're right. Drill, baby, drill. Fix the border. Also start deporting. But the problem is it, what sucks about the deporting situation is now it's so much of a problem that if Trump does win and he does do mass deportation, it's so sad because there's going to be so many like good people that get caught up in that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's going to get blamed for it.
Yeah.
Yet these people allowed the problem to go, but he's going to get blamed for it. But it's just like, well, like what was one to do? Like allow this problem to continue.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically like cancer treatment. You know, like how cancer treatment, not only it kills the cancerous cells, but also good cells.
Yes.
It'll be basically be like that. Like, yeah, we have to go through this treatment. And it's sad, but there's many people that'll be like, damn, I was working, I was doing the right thing. And like, they're going to get caught up in that shit.
Yeah. If I were him, I would look at it from the perspective of how can we cut our losses, but also not go all the way in. So, for example, is there any way that with the whole Dreamer thing, right? If that could be salvageable to some extent.
You know what? Like, it's so great you said that. And I like your foresight on that. That's I didn't even think about that. But that's actually like next level politics you just said. That would be like, I think the salvageable thing, it'll be like, all right, we're going to do mass deportation, but basically the Dreamers are good.
Yes.
And yeah. I think I could see that. Like, I could swing that. I could see that. Be like, all right. As of today, like, and you could even call it the Dreamer Safety Act. It's like, all right, you know how like the Democrats always come up with like titles that sound nice, but it's some like fucking pernicious ass shit.
Yes.
It would be like that. In this case, it's not pernicious, it's necessary. But I like that. Yeah. I like that. The Dreamers, you guys are good.
Yeah.
But the rest of my motherfuckers, you know, and then maybe have like a docket of like maybe a million or so where, or, you know, million, 2 million or whatever, where you're like, all right, these are the ones that if like their family or people make a good case for them staying, will consider the you staying.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? But there's going to have to be something drastic done.
Yeah.
Also, I think if you get rid of birthright citizenship, you fix a lot of that shit in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
the
it's
anchor
like,
babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's another.
It's so wild though. We're not even in Congress. Like what you just said, I that was great. Like I my hat's off to you. I didn't even think, but I think that's a good trade off. But we're not even in Congress, and like this is the shit we're talking about. And these motherfuckers are signing $90 billion packages.
Yeah,
to foreign countries.
Like I'm like okay. And then even then, it's like, okay, these motherfuckers, like, because the thing is, what's hard in Congress is that a lot of Republicans are for that shit. Like Mike Johnson and,
yeah,
like, so I'd even be like, how do I fucking stop this? What is it that you motherfuckers want?
Yeah.
What is it that you motherfuckers like? Well, what, all right. Like, I'd even consider, I wouldn't say that I'd be particularly happy about it, but you want to go fund some shit that's already started. This bill needs to touch up on this right now. Domestically, we need to cover this and that. I'd be at least open to seeing like if they wanted to do more funding of some fucking the Ukraine shit. Well, okay, listen, if we start mass deportation tomorrow, if we start closing the border tomorrow, and if we do this Dreamer shit, like, maybe, because this is what kills me is right now it feels like the Republicans and the Democrats, there's like a faction that's like, they're in cahoots.
Yeah. And are those 100 Republicans that voted along with the Democrats for this bill that just passed, those are the ones that are in cahoots.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that, like, they're the neocons.
Yeah. And it's like, either that and just pass the bill for the sake of let's get this shit started. Then my focus would be like, it'd be very, very Michael Corleone-ish. It's like, all right, cool. We got this done. Yeah, you got your little fucking Ukraine money, but we got what we wanted. When it comes to fucking the midterms, I'm going to do everything in my power to get rid of these fucking neocons. And then we're really going to start fucking getting real busy. And then once we could try and get rid of the neocons, then that's when you start passing the tax bills. So you're saying,
like, if you were the speaker as America First speaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Well, yeah. Yeah. Like, I would. Yeah. Because Mike Johnson needs to be gone.
Yeah. He's not going
to
do that.
No. Yeah. He's not going to do that. But, like, what you would have to do is you have to cut your losses. So, like, this Ukraine funding shit, they're obviously going to try and pass that. So you have to look at it from the perspective of, like, we're not passing that unless this, that. For now. Because for now, we got to stop the bleeding. But we're still going to be bleeding. And so from there, you focus on midterms on lessening those 100. Like, destroy. Once you get that, depending on what happens after that, then that's when you start getting way more aggressive with other shit. Like, there has to be a tax cut bill, like,
but the only thing you could do, well, see, the thing is for inflation though, with tax cuts, is you wanna cut taxes on production.
Yeah.
Because if you cut taxes on production, you increase production. So you want to cut taxes and regulation on production.
Yeah.
But on, like, it sucks because it seems unfair, but on, like, people that just spend money like just normal.
Yeah.
You actually kind of want to keep taxes the same or increase it to sort of balance things out. But the thing is, all of that you said, it sounds great. But the problem is that you need the constituency, the voters, to care enough to vote these people out.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not enough to just care about it in the intermittent. You have to care about it all the time. And that's the beauty of, like, us and what we do, is that we do care about it all the time. We do read about this all the time. Like, we do, like, I'll watch a video like that. And that video that I sent you, the CNBC video, that's like, I was watching that in my personal time. And it was because I thought it would be good as I were covering it. But that's my point. I care about this shit on a day-to-day basis.
Yes,
it's like, I watch that and be like, oh, shit, why do Americans feel like that? Like, $100,000, like, there was the $100,000 figure, the six-figure. It's like, okay, why do so many Americans feel like they need that now just to make ends meet? And then you look at other reports and stuff like that. It's like, I care about that stuff more than just because of politics and because it's an election year, but because this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
This affects us. This is, you know, and so to me, I don't understand how like people are able to put their time, attention, and resources into all of this inconsequential shit when these things are happening and it's literally affecting every aspect of your life, from the utilities you pay to the grocery,
yeah,
to the gas in your car, to every your recreation, because yeah, now you have less money. You know, think about it. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We will see how it goes. That is our episode for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening. The show continues to grow because you guys keep listening, so keep on listening. Remember, if we talk about something that you know somebody would be interested in, please share the episode with them. We're on all podcast platforms. If you want to help us stay independent, go to our website. You can donate an amount of your choosing or buy some merch. And if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify, give us a 5-star review. It helps us out a lot. We'll see you guys next week. We're out. Peace.
Peace.